Stop going on about Sunderland. It's finished. Get over it. Yes, granted, it was one of the biggest free music festivals in the world with a really, really good lineup. But it's done now, so be quiet. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. I'm just very aware that there's a bloke in Falkirk, or there's a woman driving to work in Portsmouth, going, I've got it. See, now, because fair enough, right, you don't get tickets. Fair enough, you can't go. Fair enough, you know, maybe you don't hear it because, you know, you got the family or the in-laws around. That's all right. I think the listeners can bear with that. But it's the Tuesday morning after the big weekend when we're going, the man goes, oh, the Kaiser Chiefs, weren't they brilliant? Here they are. And then I come off the mat and go, yeah, they were, weren't they? Tell you who else was brilliant. And someone's driving to work going, see, now that's just cruel. Now you're just rubbing it in. That's like going, I know you didn't get tickets or anything, but let's just play you another little clip of the weekend and tell great stories about how wonderful it was.
That said, the Kaiser Chiefs were brilliant.
Stop, don't rub it in.
Right, okay. How short then?
Once again, I managed to miss a lot of the acts that I wanted to go and see. Miss Basement Jacks, which I was gutted about.
They were superb.
Well, when I say gutted, I was in the bar. Miss Kasabian, don't know how Miss Kasabian at all.
Highlight the weekend for me.
Don't know how that happened. However, saw them do an acoustic thing, which is good. Because I walked into the Star Bar and your mum had blagged the best seats
she had,
in the
yeah,
house.
Right in the front row.
So I went and sat next to her. 30 seconds later, they played. I thought, that's good timing. And somebody brought me over a beer. Brilliant. So I'll try not to go on about it too much. My voice is still a little bit strained from the weekend, though. From kind of too many late nights and shouting and singing at the top of your voice. But there's so much other stuff to talk about. Rachel can't wait to get into talking about the farm on Channel 5.
It's going to be interesting.
You wait. Have you seen the lineup for the farm yet?
No.
I'm going to run through it with you later. It's in the papers.
Is Jeff in it?
No, I don't think he is.
He was in it last year.
Oh, what, Brazier?
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
There's some even better people in there. People that make Jeff Brazier look really famous.
Seems to mark the start of reality TV series.
Hey, there's something even better than that coming up as well. We were talking about on the train yesterday.
So we've got a lot of things to talk about. Bear with us. We're until 10 o'clock this morning, right here, live on BBC Radio 1. It's the Chris Moyle Show. We ain't got a Sony Award, so they can stick them up there. Arse! So congratulations to Zane Lowe, who won two of them. Well done, Zane. That's a disgrace. Hey, he's not even British. He's just trading or something, isn't he?
In the international category.
Trace his family tree back, they'll be all ex-convicts. Mm, yeah. And he's winning awards at a Posh Do in London. It's outrageous. Are you one of those people, like me? You wouldn't consider yourself a massive fan of Green Day, but you like them. If someone said you like Green Day, you'd go, yeah. But I don't know any of the words to any of their songs. I know I'm one of those people that knows, like, two or three words in Green Day songs, so I go, the fun of my holiday. Can't help it. I take it you're exactly the same, Dominic.
But yeah, I am, yeah. Although I thought those were actually the words.
Do you have the time to everything? There's about 5-6 words in the intro.
Play Milton Keynes soon, Green Day.
Yeah, can't wait.
18th of June, I think it is.
Oh, yes. Do you have mine? Drinking wine.
Should you print the words off before you go, and then you can sing along?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll be standing there in Milton Keynes in the bowl, the freezing cold.
With a load of A4.
With a big file folder in front of me, with A to Z listed. What are they doing now? Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
B.
I'm a lemon in mine, I'm a lemon down a man of broken dreams. I wouldn't have had I would have had the words unless you've written them out like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. Hey, we're off and running.
Are we on?
Seriously, did we not win anything last
Honestly,
night?
Overlooked again.
This kind of quality, we won Jack.
Thank you.
Huh? Rachel calls the Sony Awards the Phony Awards now, by the way. The least they could do is send us, like, a new portable DVD player or disc man or something, you know what I mean? Anyway. Right, coming up, play Franz Ferdinand in just a few seconds. Let's get some news from Dominic and some support from Carrie. It's 3 minutes past seven.
Zane Lowe grabbed two golds at the Sony Radio Awards last night.
Whatever.
The radio equivalent to the Oscars.
No, it's not really.
So well done to him. He won Music Broadcaster of the Year.
Oh, did he?
And he got one for Specialist Music, too.
Two, yes.
Colin and Edith picked up a bronze last night.
Give over.
Zane.
How?
Zane reckons
Who
radio.
Are the judges, the mum and dad.
Zane reckons Radio 1 is on a roll at the moment.
It just feels like, you know, we're in a stride right now. And I'm proud to be involved at Radio 1. I'm proud to share airtime with the likes of Bobby Friction and Nihal and Eddie McManus and Colin and Edith, you know, Chris Moyles. And these are great broadcasters and people who are as, you know, would go to as many gigs a year as I do.
Nice to see you put me as high on that list as Bobby and Nihal, of course. Have you ever heard their show? Who has? They're on at 3 o'clock in the morning. Rachel, don't get corporate. You don't tune into Bobby and Nihal. Not because you know, because it was the press release when they moved all the shows.
I've heard them.
Shut up, you
haven't.
Hey, album.
They're great.
And Renée Zellweger's got married.
Hang on, forget that. What's this? What, play that clip again. How low down that list of great broadcasters am I?
It just feels like, you know, we're in a stride right now. And I'm proud to be involved at Radio 1. I'm proud to share airtime with the likes of Bobby Friction and Nihal.
Two.
And Eddie McManus.
Three.
And Colin and Edith.
Five.
You know, Chris Moyles. And
Ten,
these are great broadcasters.
And then he says, and they people who go to as many gigs a year as I do.
Yeah, you don't.
No, I don't. I've got to be honest, Abe. unless it's free and there's a VIP area, I ain't going.
And Renée Zellweger has got married. The 36-year-old Oscar winner, who I've interviewed and was very friendly, tied the knot with country and western star Kenny Chesney yesterday.
Meanwhile, Surrey have launched an investigation after being found guilty of ball tampering.
And the weather, bright and dry across most of the UK. The west will see the most of the sunshine with a chance of rain in the east of England. It's now 7 minutes past seven.
The Chris Moyles Show. National Radio 1.
I'd like to say congratulations to Zane Lowe. God love him. I'm pleased for him. I mean, I personally don't think the awards are much cop these days. I don't think they're worth much. That said, I'll be blatantly honest with you. If we won one, I'd have a completely different opinion. I've got to be honest, I can't lie.
Yeah.
Every year we get snubbed by the Sony Radio Awards, right? The best we've ever got is a...
Silver, didn't you get
silver,
silver
yeah,
once?
In 1998.
Eight.
Well done.
Thanks. And, We haven't had so much as a bronze since. We haven't nominated this year.
I think we're too progressive and forward thinking for some of the judges.
Mm.
That's not my view. See, the thing is, Dave, as much as, and I'm going to try and be honest for a moment, because they are, like you say, the radio Oscars. Mm. They're the only kind of officially recognised radio awards in this country, right?
Yeah.
And bear in mind, this is what we do 5 days a week. The thing is, as much as I'd like to say it, that we are better than all the other people. The thing is, we're just not as good as Johnny Anorak from Tabletop Radio.
Mm.
You know?
OKFM 96.3, The Big Tree.
Mm. We're not as good as Berkshire's 104.9, Woof the Dog.
Mm.
You know? What can I tell you? It's because we don't have... I think it's because we don't have... Your one-road travel is fine.
Yeah.
But we don't have an irritating girl, right, in a helicopter.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
We could get a helicopter.
Well, I'll put you in it.
Yeah, I like that. Just get... No, don't put Rachel on it. Just get someone else off the street.
Mm.
Not off, you know, not off like, the street. Like not like a homeless person.
Like Candice at Curry.
Yeah, that was good
last night.
That
was good, wasn't it?
What was that? I missed that.
Candice is trying to be a traffic and travel girl.
Eye in the sky.
And she was up in the helicopter going over Manchester. She saw the Trafford Centre and then she was sick.
It's good. It's right? Good radio.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I missed that, sadly.
Yeah, it was good.
That was a topical tie-in.
Yeah. Missed it.
See, that's what the awards judges should have been looking out for. Topical fun.
Vomit.
But fact.
Hey, if vomit's what they want.
Yeah.
We could do that. We came up with an idea a few years ago. Well, actually, one of the listeners came up with the name of it.
Mm.
We kind of came up with the mechanic of it. Didn't really take long. If you just took it into your ready break now, to switch off for 10 seconds. But honestly, sick or soup, we've never done it. But if that's what the judges are looking for...
I mean, granted, it didn't take us that long to come up with what we call the mechanic.
It's two bowls, two spoons and a blindfold. If you want to play...
No.
Right?
Oh. I've kind of got the rules, thank you.
Right. And you have to say whether the tomato soup you're eating was made by our mate Tony Sick or Terry Soup, who were old flatmates of Dave's.
How is Tony?
He's all right, but anyway, he's struggling for work at the minute.
Is he? That's surprising.
He got laid off from that kitchen he was working in.
Really?
Is that because he accidentally served Sick rather than Soup?
No. It was an administrator.
That's horrible. That's disgusting, that. Anyway... Hey, guess where we're going tonight? As Zane Lowe says, I got as many gigs a year as he does. We're going to see Oasis tonight. Hooray!
In London town.
And we're all off on a bit of a team outing. So we're all getting, including Allard, although he did talk to me yesterday on the train going, do I really have to go and see the bloody Oasis, innit? They don't do any songs from the shows, you know. That kind of bizarre accent that he's got. Anyway, regular listeners to the afternoon show when we did that may be aware of a band. Do you remember the band Scooter?
Mm.
Well, there was a tribute band Scooter called Moped.
Yeah,
they're a German techno dance outfit. Mm, right. They do techno dance covers of some of the popular hits of the day.
They're now based in St. Helens, so.
Is that right? Yeah, they're from Battenberg in Germany.
Oh.
And the lead guy is MC LMNOP, and he's brilliant. Anyway, they've done us an exclusive track to celebrate the fact that we're going to see Oasis tonight.
Brilliant.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Are you sure?
Yes, again, please.
Here we go. See, who did the segue?
Rachel.
Since she disappeared.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Crushed the vocal, terribly.
Oh, no, she didn't. Oh, was it a mess?
Oh.
I was in the lavatory.
Does it say? Oh, here she comes. What was that, Rachel? No wonder we ain't winning anything.
I'm sorry.
Hey, we're not going to get the music award, are we?
By the way, I'm not going to go into the internal politics of something. There's an issue currently going on at the moment, which has got us riled.
Really?
But Rachel's putting the blame on you.
Is she?
Yep.
Mm. Rachel.
Yeah.
One team.
On an email which she sent to everybody, right? She said it was a typo, but she said, Alan definitely put the information... Have you seen this?
No.
Alan definitely put the information on the locker, instead of in the locker. So she's put on the locker.
You've been fingered as a culprit, Alan.
So she's blaming it on you.
Really?
Yeah.
It's part of my job description to take the blame when things go wrong, so that's fine.
So I'm blaming that segue on you, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was your fault.
Alan Baldrick Jones,
how dare you be out getting our breakfast when you should be here just in case Rachel makes a mistake, so it's your fault.
Well, it doesn't matter. We can blame it on him anyway.
There you go.
Okay. I apologise, everybody.
So you should.
Great.
Got us all fired up this morning, though, didn't it?
Yes, you did. It was all fired up.
What's that? What was that noise?
It was me. Sorry, Alad. Making noise.
Alad, what are you... Alad, why are you making Rachel's microphone make noises? Sort it out,
there's
man.
There's a thing stuck the wrong way in the back of it.
A couple of people text in saying, I'll have Alan's ticket for Oasis if he doesn't want to go.
Oh, is this why people have said to me, enjoy Oasis tonight? Have you been talking about me while I've been
said
out?
That you said to me on the train, I don't really want to go see Oasis.
Oh, Chris. There's not enough performance for you,
that
is
was
it?
An off-air chat.
I like disco. I don't really like rock music.
Look, do you know what, though? Okay, to be fair, okay, I don't...
D-I-S-C-O.
I'm not the biggest fan of Oasis, but what's the best way to get to know and to enjoy the music? Not turn away and walk off and watch EastEnders at home.
You don't want to go!
But to go along and to, you know, just see what it's about and get more into it.
It doesn't start till 9, so you can watch EastEnders as well.
I said to you yesterday, you've got two options. Number one, go, I don't really want to go. I'm not really into Oasis. I really like rock music. I'll be bored. But, you know, if it's a team bonding thing, I'll go out and have a couple of drinks with you, like, before. Or, I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, you
or,
did.
I said, go home, listen to all your favourite Oasis tracks, so at least you know some of the words to sing along to when you're there tonight.
Yes.
We could compile the file of Oasis
and I'm going to go for the latter. I'm going to go along and I'm going to, you know, enjoy it.
even though I'm not a big fan. And I think that's the right thing to do.
Well, that's good of you.
Yeah, I think that's good of you. Mm.
That's what I should do.
Or we take your ticket and give it away.
Or you could do that.
Let's
if
do that.
I can get some of the profits, then I'll...
Cause it's not going to sell it for profit.
I'll stick it on eBay. They're not big weekend tickets. these are money card... Oh, well, you know.
Well, a certain amount of money probably could.
Yeah.
No, I really would like to go. I really do want
to
go.
I think we should give your tickets away. 81199, should Alan go to Oasis, or should we give the tickets away? Send us a text message saying he should go, or give them away, and start your message with the word Oasis.
Well, what? I was going to say Allard.
No, don't do that. No one can spell Allard. Allard.
Yeah.
Allard.
Ullard. That's my favourite one. Yeah. Welsh boy.
Yeah.
All them. 81199 is the text number. Should we make Alan go, or should we give his tickets away? I'd start your message with the word Oasis. Yeah, actually, you don't have to, but I just like saying that.
Sounds good.
Start your message with the word Oasis. Here we go, watch this. It's 7:24 on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Here we go, watch.
Let's take them back. Uh-huh.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1, bringing people together.
That's how bad it was.
That was brilliant.
That's how bad it was.
I know,
sorry. Unbelievable. So unprofessional. Oasis, give them to me. Give them to me. He should go.
No, he should go away, it says. Not he should go.
Give them away, give them away. He should go, he should go. Give them away, he should go. Do you know what?
Give them to me.
I've
got to
say, he should go, he should go, he should go, he should go. Give them away. I'd say it's about 52% he should go so far.
Oh, look, don't be like that. Aled is a... What's that about?
Oh, don't worry about that. Today's phone number, that's from.
Thank you for coming to Sunderland. It's been great. I can't believe you came to Sunderland Radio 1. I love you.
Go online to see all the photos and listen again to Radio 1's Big Weekend in Sunderland.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Thank you, Radio 1. It's been amazing. No one else could have done this.
Thank you, Sunderland! This guy was great on Sunday night, JK and Jimmy and Quiet. Really good. So we go tomorrow and sleep in his barn. And then Thursday morning we're live from his house. Well, from the pub in his house. It's a new single from Jimmy and Quiet. It's looking like we might be giving away Alan's tickets to see Oasis tonight and giving them to a listener who really, really wants to go.
Is that the consensus on the text, sir?
Well, it's 50-50, but people are going, no, let him go. Somebody's texting in saying, no, come on, let him watch EastEnders, for God's sake. We know that's what he wants to do. We'll sort this out in the next... We'll sort it out by the end of the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Either Alan will... be forced to go see Oasis, or we'll just give his tickets away. But it doesn't. Either way, he doesn't get a say in it.
You can't force him to go, can you?
Yeah. About all the other things that we do.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, we all do these team outings. Mm. He hates them. He's going to be home doing his nails. Oh, do I have to go? There's a double bill of Desperate Housewives on just after Monarch of the Glen special. Alan's now going, right, fine, I'm going to Oasis tonight, and I'm standing next to you.
Hey, and I'm moshing as well.
With my arms crossed, going, what's this one? It's Wonderwall, Alan. How does that go? Anyway, with a big T-shirt on saying, Chris Moyle's his mate. Right, coming up then, well, may as well play some Oasis, as I've been talking about it, so we'll get the new single out, we'll play it for you next. Let's get some news from Dominic, 7:30.
It's Bono's birthday today, by the way, so happy birthday to you, Mr. Bono.
Beep, beep, one more travel.
Just gone 7:34.
Right. I wasn't aware that Bono was a regular listener to One Road Travel.
Loves it.
Really?
Absolutely loves it, yeah.
What's he said about it before?
I love it.
Really?
That's right, direct quote.
Is that, was that on tape there?
Yeah.
Or was
no, that was my impression of
give
it.
Give over. Yeah. That was astounding.
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear more of Bono?
Yes. Hello. I love it.
Wow.
How bad is it?
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, right, we're going to give Alan's tickets away.
Yay!
Which means that Alan doesn't have to go see Oasis. I know, if Liam Gallagher's listening,
he'll be gutted.
Gutted by that. Oh, man. He'll be sitting there going, I can't believe it, man, it's an outrage. And Noel comes out, what's the problem? Ali's not coming to the gig tonight. Oh, Topman, nice one, sorted, all rubbish.
But I want to go.
Yeah,
I do want to go.
Yeah. So we're going to give away, how many tickets? Has he got a plus one?
Has he?
No, I haven't. No,
you have.
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Alan.
Yes, I have.
Idiot.
All right. Do you want the news? All right.
Hang on. I can't go.
No, you are.
Hey, you've got to.
Alan, we're going to give away a pair of tickets, and you are going. And you get to look after the winners. And they're going to be like massive Oasis fans. All right. They won't have washed for a year. You know, be really grungy. You know.
You're our guest liaison officer.
Yeah.
Great.
Fancy that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you don't have to meet them. Right, so we're going to give away Alan's Oasis tickets. So we'll tell you how it will in a couple of records time. Right. Because maybe...
You want to be the one that saves me.
There, you see. Well done. Let's do some others as well. Stand by me.
Ooh, stand by me.
Right, okay.
Yeah, nearly.
What's the story?
Morning Glory.
Yay!
Good.
Okay, that's good.
So Sally Can Wait.
Sing it to me.
So Sally Can Wait.
Na 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 na.
That's right. No 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 no. That's from their Nerna album. Right, well then, I think it's going to be, you'll be fine tonight.
Can I sing along? Will they play the hits or just the new stuff?
I don't know. I think it may be a mixture of the two. It might just be all the new album. If it is, that'd be even better for you.
It would, wouldn't it?
That's songs that you definitely don't know. You don't even know where the Nernas go on that one. You know the new single though, don't you? You like that.
It's great.
Yeah, what's it called?
Dum. Da-dum, da-dum.
And what's it called?
Oh.
Oh, my God, what's that?
That's what they do, innit?
Dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Da-dum, da-dum.
That's the frog
chorus. Dum, da-dum, da-dum, dum, dum, da-dum, dum, dum. That's the Archers, Alan.
No. Da-dum.
How do you mean this, da-dum, da-dum?
Yeah.
Dum, da-dum, da-dum. Oh, it's just like it. Dum, da-dum, 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 da-dum. Right, okay. It's 7:38. I'm now going to hit Alan.
The way you move.
That record really should be rubbish.
But it's good.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should be rubbish.
I love the way you scratch your ass. I love the way you mow the grass. I love the way you have numb knees. I like the way you're allergic to bees.
We're gonna say cheese then.
Good job.
Can you be allergic to bees? Suppose bee stings.
Yeah.
You can get an anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, you can.
Is she?
Yeah. Do you remember?
She's a new DJ on the weekend.
Oh, do you remember? Because Wigan Wayne used to carry around one of those injection things in case he got an anaphylactic shock.
Have you ever met Wigan Wayne?
No.
Wigan Wayne is a mate of John Coleshaw's from the Wigan area. And he actually, when John does an impression of him, he does it like that. And then you meet Wayne, and he comes in the pub, and he goes, "Hey, Chris, love, how are you?" And he talks exactly the same, doesn't he?
Hmm.
But he's always got a big smile on his face.
Do you remember when they took him on the London Eye, you know, the big attraction in London, which all the tourists like to go to, and Wigan Wayne obviously wanted to see all of the sights that the capital has to offer, yeah. Went up in the thing with John Coleshaw, but of course Wigan Wayne is desperately scared of heights,
yeah.
And spent about 45 minutes or whatever the round trip is, cowering on the floor with his head in his hands.
He's sitting on the little bench thing in the middle, and John goes, "The brilliant view, isn't it?
I'm not looking, John."
"Are you all right?"
"Not very well."
"Why, what's wrong with you?"
"Well, I've got vertigo."
"Come on, the bloody London Eye!"
"No, I thought I'd be all right, though, but no."
Talking of Wigan, anyway.
Hello, Wigan.
Congratulations to Wigan as well, and Dave Wheatland. Fantastic achievement.
God bless them. They deserve it.
Absolutely.
Right, so we have these tickets to see Oasis tonight. And we just had a phone call. And everything's fine. We can now give away tickets. And Alan can go as well. So we're all going. Me, Dave, Rachel, Alan, Dominic, Carrie. We're all off to see Oasis. They are playing in London tonight. It's the first live date since they played Glastonbury last year. And it's in London. If you can get yourself to London tonight, right, basically all we've got is the tickets, right? So you need to get yourself somewhere to stay. You need to make sure you can get to London safe and all that and blah, blah, blah.
No frills or package.
In other words, you ain't getting nowhere to stay. Don't moan. It's not... I don't care. You ain't staying at mine. Unless you're fit. Right, we will give away tickets to Oasis. A pair of tickets for tonight. You need to be a massive Oasis fan. Here is the question written by Rachel.
Is it voiced by Rachel as well, or are you going to say?
You can do it if you want, Rach.
Would you like me to?
Yes, please.
People are calling already. Stop it. Okay.
Well, they don't know the answer.
The question is, how many albums have Oasis released to date? Is it A, 6, B, 7, C, 8?
Or D, 49?
That's how many albums have Oasis released to date? A, 6, B, 7, C, 8.
08700, 100, 100. 08700, 100, 100. And you will be seeing Oasis tonight in London.
That's quite a good question, actually, that. Should separate the wheat from the chaff, Rachel. Mm,
thank you.
I got it right when you tried it out on me earlier. Didn't I?
Yes, you did.
That's because I'm great.
Yes, Chris.
08700 100 100 Oasis. How many albums have they released today? Is it A6, B7, C8? Call now.
Hey, peace.
Yeah. Hair piece?
No, peace, but... I said. Hey, peace.
Hello, I'm hair piece. 7:54. Right, so Oasis tonight, then we're all going. We've managed to get some tickets. Another ticket for Alad. Give Alan's tickets away. Give Alan another ticket. Oh, it's very confusing. But it means that you're going to see Oasis tonight. Alan, how do you feel?
Very excited.
Brilliant.
Is the right answer.
I bet you £20.
Yeah.
You really enjoy it tonight.
I'm sure I will, you know.
Honestly.
I'm sure I will.
I love Oasis, and they're so good live.
I've never seen them live.
If Liam's in a good mood.
Do you remember we saw them at the Watford Coliseum a few years ago?
Oh.
It has to go down as one of the best gigs we've ever been to anywhere.
Seen them at Wembley as well.
We have, we've seen them all, and we've seen them in America.
Yeah, we have, actually. God, we sound like real saddos.
I know, like stalkers, almost.
Right, so, good morning, Darren. Oh, it's Inspector Morse.
Oh, bless.
You know, bless.
So nervous. What's he done? Has he put the phone down?
I don't know. Ring him back.
We'll get him back.
Darren apparently knows the answer. Well, supposedly... I don't know if we're opening a massive can of worms with this question, you know.
Do you think?
Oh, man, I don't know where I've seen it in this type of voice. Some kind of lad man from the Body Wreckers.
Mm. I must admit, I do think that there are potential problems that exist with this question.
Mm, so do I.
And perhaps we should have gone for, you know, Wadden, Noel and Liam's surname. Would have been easier.
Where are they from? Is it A, Glasgow?
Which football team do they support? Any of those would have been nice and cut and dried and simple.
Has anybody texted in with what we...
Yeah, a few discrepancies.
Mm, okay, all right, okay. Well,
I do hold myself partially responsible for this potential cock-up.
You do?
Mm.
Really?
Well, it was a kind of co-production between me and Rachel at 5:15 this morning.
I was going to wait for Alan and Rachel to saunter into the studio to tell me whether he's there or not. Is he there?
Now, we do have a winner, because
right.
You've just said his name, but I'm guessing he's still on the phone.
I don't know if he's won it.
Well...
Darren, put your phone down. Is he engaged? All right, Darren, you need to hang the phone up, but no doubt Alan's doing his job properly. Tell him to turn his radio off, so we don't get feedback. He's now hanging on the phone, can't hear the radio, can't hear us.
But enjoying the show nonetheless. Oh, dear.
We'll just wait, shall we?
Yeah.
So, seriously... We need to win any Sony Gold Awards last
Nothing,
time?
Nothing in the Pony Awards.
But I thought, what about Slick the competition award we must have won for the Oasis ticket giveaway, right?
Would you believe no?
I can't believe it. I think it's an outrage.
Oh, balls.
Oh, you know, I was actually thinking to myself about 10 minutes ago. I was really shattered when I woke up this morning. I thought, I'm doing a really good job today. I thought, I'm really wide awake and I'm on the ball and I'm really enjoying it.
And it's quite a happy show. It's just perhaps not the most polished that we've ever produced.
Well, from my side, it was going swimmingly.
I mean, it's nearly time for news now, isn't it?
See, we've got to talk to him because he might have it wrong.
Mm. And then what? We'll go to someone else.
By the way, the answer needs to be the answer that Rachel has written down. Same rules apply as Rob DJ's pub quiz. Rachel assures me, and so does Dave.
I think assurance is a strong word.
You assure me it's the right answer.
Are you backtracking, Dave?
I'm not backtracking.
I must admit, right? I kind of got it. I got the question right when they tried it. I mean, this morning in the office, I got it right by default. I'll explain why in a second.
But you see, you shouldn't be concerned about this, because like all things that we do, it's our game and our rules. Well, therefore, our final decision
stands. Is he there?
Exactly.
He's not there. No, okay, fine. So should we go to someone else?
9-1.
So he's scrapped.
Well, unfortunately, he's not answering his phone anymore. He can't. Either he's in the system or he's switched us off.
Well, it's definitely, that's what I say. Right, Dominic, you're on.
Hey, mate, you're right.
You might be going to see Oasis tonight because of a technical problem with the phones and the fact that the man's not answering his phone call. Where are you from?
I'm from Leicester, mate.
Right, can you make it to London tonight?
Yeah, it's only an hour down the road.
Yeah, that's true. Are you a big Oasis fan?
Oh, huge, mate. Going to see him in Southampton in July.
All right, cool. All right, so here's the question, young Dominic.
Hey, I'm shaking, mate.
What, to the music?
So's Allard.
Yeah.
He loves this track.
I'll be shaking in a minute when Rachel slaps him out of the studio for losing the caller. So, how many albums have Oasis released to date? Is it A, 6, B, 7, or C, 8?
I'm going for 7, Chris.
Apparently, it's the right answer! Which means you are going to see Liam and Noel and the Oasis, tonight.
Brilliant. That's made my year.
Hey, right. And you get to sit next to Allard.
All right.
Well,
good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Can you name the albums?
Yeah, I can.
Go on, then. This will be good. Go on.
It's definitely Maybe. Yeah. What's a Story, Morning Glory.
Yeah.
The Master Plan. Be Here Now.
See, now, that's what, I wasn't sure about the Master Plan one, but
it's still an album on their discography.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
It's the best album, my personal choice.
Really?
No. it got Standing on the Shoulders of Giants, Heathen, Chemistry, and Familiar.
Yeah,
Familiar.
Yeah, right, smart.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, we'll see you tonight.
Oh, great, mate. Look forward to it.
Who are you going to bring?
I'll bring my mate, Dave Kelly.
I love Dave Kelly.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen him for ages, haven't
you? Yeah, is he all right?
Well, he's getting on by.
Well, you know. Right, nice one. See you later, mate.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Bye.
Cha.
Tari said.
Oh, I'm a cha. It's a hip word in Leicester. Right, the next hour of the show will be seamless, because we're going to kick Rachel and Alan upstairs to the boardroom and lock them in for an hour. No crashing vocals, no lost phone calls. So the mistakes will be 100% genuine from me and you, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Right, Sister Sisters coming up. A top song to get you out of bed this morning after we get news and sport with Dom and Carrie at 10 o'clock.
People who are would go to as many gigs a year as I do.
You know, I'm going to a gig tonight.
That's true, you see.
Is that your first of the year?
The irony being, he'll be on the air.
So yeah.
He won't be able to go. So technically, I'm going to more gigs than Zane.
Mm. He's listening to records, you're seeing them. Like, we're not actually.
Here's the sport.
No, hang on a sec, there's one more. Oscar winner Renée Zellweger married her.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. She got married. Here's the sport.
No, you haven't heard his name yet. It's brilliant. Married a country and western singer called Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, I know Kenny.
Do you?
Yeah. I went to country and western school with him.
With Mr. Chesney. It's now 4 minutes past eight.
Morning, all. Right, a couple of things to talk about in the newspapers, right?
Yep, go.
All right, I need the star.
I've got the star, hang on.
Okay, all right. A couple of brilliant things in the newspapers today to point out to you. Number one, right, I quite like the Daily Star. And you know they have the Goss Girls, right?
We like them.
They have a feature called Spotted, where they see celebrities, like, in real life, walking down the street and doing, like, amazing things like buying milk. Mm. And it's always accurate. So, Spotted in the Daily Star. In London, Radio 1's Edith Bowman and Colin Murray boarding a train at King's Cross.
I reckon they were going to Sunderland.
They were going to Sunderland, yeah. So that was obviously Friday. However, if they'd been there yesterday, they'd have seen them getting off a train at King's Cross. It would have been more topical. Mm.
And possibly buying milk.
Yeah. But now what they do is, they go, Radio 1's Colin and Edith getting on a train at King's Cross. Will Young having a sandwich in Soho, that kind of thing. I think they might be running out of things, right?
What makes you say that?
Well, chances are, if you print that, somebody might be going, actually, I was in Soho yesterday and I saw Will Young, so yes, it's true, right? But they're getting a bit carried away. So what you've got is Tess Daly in Selfridges, Jermaine Defoe driving over London Bridge, in LA, Chris Rock dining at the Ivy, Beverly Hills. Well, how do they see that?
Well, they've probably got spies.
They've got binoculars.
They've got spies in America that find this information for them.
Chris Rock, what? If that's the rule, yes. Someone's just told me in my ear. Yeah, somebody saw Bill Clinton doing something in America. He was breathing.
They'll have a new Daily Star LA office, I would imagine.
Do you honestly think? Hmm. The pace before that is the lineup for The Farm on Channel 5. Which Rachel is already obsessed with.
No.
You are.
I just found it quite amusing yesterday when Keith Harrison Orville is talking to Flavor Flav.
Right, let me run through who's who on The Farm, and you can all be really impressed. All right, let's start with number one. It's Flavor Flav, 46, chart-topping hip-hop star. Real name, William.
Does he have his big clock with him?
Yes, he actually does.
Lovely.
But what band was he from, Dominic?
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy is... correct.
And, interestingly, he's rumoured to be going out with Bridget Nielsen.
Really?
Mm. That's an odd couple, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Charlene Tilton, 47, the ex-Dallas star, played Lucy, the poison dwarf, in The Big Soap.
True.
Well, no, Dave, that's true. I'm telling you about them. some more stars. Emma Noble, 34. Model once wed to John Major's son. Wow, how do they manage to get such big
names? True, yeah.
Emma B, model who is engaged to East 17 singer Brian Harvey. Wow, they must have had, like, the best celebrity bookers in the world.
They look funny together because she's really tall and he's really little.
Although Emma B's quite... We met her once. She was actually very
sweet.
Yeah,
she was nice.
Yeah, and you would. Here we go. Ron Jeremy, 52. Porn star who has appeared in almost 2,000 sex films. Great. So obviously you got Ron Jeremy booked. Who do you go for next? Orville. Green Feather Duck, bringing along his mate, Keith Harris. Beautiful. So you've got Flavor Flav, Ron Jeremy, Keith Harris and Orville. Let's throw him in. Lionel Blair. 74 years old, he tap dances, and he didn't give us a clue.
He's performed with us, you know.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So are they famous enough for you, or do you need some more?
I like the list so far.
All right. Mikey Green, Mickey Green.
Is he the fellow out of Fix that was knocking off Sarah out of Girls Aloud?
See, no, I have no idea who this
bloke
is.
Or is it different?
Is.
Let's have a look.
No, that's exactly
is that him?
Right, yeah. And I'm like, who the hell is he?
Never
it says here, pop star and model from Manchester, who is a member of the pop stars, the rival spin-off boy band, Fix. Who? Is that just me? I've never heard of him.
No, I haven't heard of
it. So that's him, Mickey Green, whoever his name is. Cicciolina.
Cicciolina, she is an Italian model and also porn star.
Mm.
She marries porn with politics.
Mm.
How do you know that?
Politics.
General knowledge.
Mm.
Mm.
She's a porn star and politician.
Cicciolina, her name is, yeah.
She's not still a porn star.
Well, I don't know.
Eurotrash regular.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's that classy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she was on there, yeah.
And finally, Dave Morgan, of course.
Oh, he's a fella that used to go out with Cat Slater, also known as Jesse Wallace in real life. He's now going through
He's famous now, is he?
Well, he's been in the papers as the other half of her, and he's now given her grief because something. I don't want to go into it, obviously.
So basically, he's famous because he left his missus with the baby.
He's a policeman, isn't he, or former policeman? Who I think.
But now he's famous. But now this guy's famous because he got some woman up the duff. She has a baby. He leaves them. He's famous. Seriously, the farm should just go to Leeds. You can get loads of blokes like that to do the next series. Dave Morgan, you're kidding me. What's going on?
Didn't he meet her when she was on a drink driving charge or something? Was that him?
I don't know.
A different one.
Can I just say that?
Do you know, Dominic, it makes me so angry.
Yeah.
I could throw the phone down.
That's a great expression, isn't
it? Yeah, I like that.
I've just done a search on the farm and it's thrown up a particularly nasty case of foot and mouth in New Zealand, so I can't actually give you the full list and the biography of everybody.
Zane Lowe probably knows about that, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Don't worry about that. What do you want to say, Carrie?
Nothing. It's not important now.
Okay, fine. Right, if you want to be on the Rob DJ Pub Quiz, give us a ring now. 08700 100 100. That's 08700 100 100. Lovely. And I actually said
let's have the jingle again.
08700 100 100. Call now. Sister Sisters play next.
This is a special message for the Radio Award judges. You've overlooked our show again, but we never hold grudges. Listeners enjoy the show and we're all doing fine. So stick your stupid awards where the sun don't shine.
Your pub. Your bottom.
The Chris Moyle Show.
We're nothing but classy, this show.
National Radio.
Things that made me laugh the most over the weekend. I was watching Macy Gray. Yes, Macy Gray, the Macy Gray, because she turned up as a friend of the Black Eyed Peas. I was watching Macy Gray and the Black Eyed Peas sitting on the side of the stage watching the Kaiser Chiefs.
And really digging it as well.
Yeah, watching Macy Gray standing up going, I predict a riot!
Sounded like Rachel.
Rachel there. Was great.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
What is Rachel, the hostess with the mouse?
Thank you very much, Chris. So, playing for the boys today, Joe from Northampton. Playing for the girls is Gemma from Stoke-on-Trent.
Ah, oh, lovely Stoke-on-Trent. You ever been there, Rach?
Yes, I have.
Was it open?
What, Stoke-on-Trent?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. It's not far from Kidderminster.
Far enough, though, eh?
Anyway, you can turn your sheets over now.
Right, play along at home fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
Question number one.
Jesus,
what is a rhododendron? A bush, a flower, or a tree? For those of you who like gardening.
I don't. Can I have another question?
No, you can guess. You've got three options there.
I mean, where do you draw the line between a bush and a tree?
I'm not sure about that.
It's a height issue.
I could ask my dad, because he's a horticulturalist.
Cheers, Dom. I know it's not a flower, then. Brilliant.
Or a flower.
Got that one? That's what is a rhododendron? A bush, a flower, or a tree? Yeah?
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Could it be two of the answers, though?
No, you only want one answer.
It could, a bit like a rose is a flower and a bush.
The rules are we go with what's on here.
Yeah, Rob DJ's answers aren't necessarily anything to do with the truth, as well you know.
Mm.
Okay, question number two. What is the national language of Canada?
Ooh, Canadian.
I knew you'd say that.
It's so easy, this, isn't it?
So that was, what is the national language of Canada?
Canadian. Dominic.
It's hard, I don't
Dominic.
Know.
You just glanced at Carrie's answer.
I didn't know.
Yes, you did.
I swear.
You did.
He went like this. Even... Carrie, watch me. He went like this.
I've put my answer down already.
And look at his face now.
I didn't.
All right, then.
I promise
I have a free forehead slap, please?
No.
No.
Question number three.
You bully.
Yeah.
What's your blue wristband?
Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
Which Quentin Tarantino movie has all the clocks stopped at 4:20? That's which Quentin Tarantino movie has all the clocks stopped at 4:20?
I don't know that.
I don't, but I'm going for an intelligent guess.
Mm-hmm. Bush.
Dave, you get to do your line later. Do I not get a, Rachel, get me. Anyway.
No. Give me, no.
Right.
Well, maybe.
Hang on, which Quentin Tarantino movie has all the clocks stopped at 4:20?
Or 20 past 4.
Is that really obvious?
It's not obvious for me at all, but I've just guessed a random... I don't know many Tarantino films. I just picked one of them.
Dom is deep in thought.
Well, I, yeah.
Question number four, yeah? Oh, oi.
Do you know what? I've
turn
just
your text
it off.
Off.
Oh, yeah.
Question number four, which Dave. Country...
No, hang on, I haven't done question number three.
It's not Star Wars.
No. I'm just trying to
or
think.
Or The Sound of Music.
Is it a trick question?
No.
Is it like a Quentin Tarantino movie, as in it's a Quentin Tarantino
yes.
movie?
Yes.
So or it's not like the Zoe one, that French thing with the bank robbery.
What, Nikita?
Killing,
killing
Zoe.
No.
Right.
It's quite obvious. Okay, no more clues on that one. Question number four. Question number four. Which country was home to 5.1 million Britons... Wait a minute. Start that again. Which country was home to 5.1 million of Britain's population at the start of the millennium?
What?
So starting again.
Yes.
Which country was home to 5.1 million of Britain's population at the start of the millennium?
I don't understand what that means.
Well, can I...
Yeah,
I
go on, Dave.
I think I understand it. And is in that...
I know I'm not the sharpest, but still.
Well, it must be out of England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales. Yeah.
Britain.
It must be... Yeah, correct. Mm. It must be the one that has 5.1 million of
them. At the start of the millennium, yeah.
Which... Oh, I can take an educated guess on that as well.
Right, okay.
So you've got four choices there.
Well, you've got three, haven't you, really? Okay.
It's not the Isle of Man, is it?
Okay.
Is it not?
That's not a country, though, is it?
Huh?
Currency.
Self-governing.
Right, go on.
Question number five. And I'm going to let you get work this one out. During the Rex record.
Okay.
In telephone phonetics, what word is represented?
What?
In telephone phonetics.
That's not even a phrase, is it?
Let
telephone phonetics?
Right, you have to put your phones away, though.
Why?
In telephone phonetics, what word is represented by the numbers 8,
okay.
3,
oh,
5, 3, 7, 4, 6, 6, 3. Right, so you need to write that one down, so I shall repeat it again. In telephone phonetics, what word is represented by the numbers 8, 3, 5, 3, 7, 4, 6, 6, 3?
Don't try and answer this if you're driving, by
and
way.
The clue is in the question there.
These are really hard.
So you can work that one out while we play Milo. Chris.
What are those letters again?
8, 3, 5, 3, 7, 4, 6, 6, 3.
Brilliant.
I think I've cracked it.
Really?
It's hard without your phone, isn't it?
I think I've cracked it.
Right, so answers for Rob DJ's pub quiz coming up next then. Lovely. 8:25. Tuesday morning, BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. This is Milo. Milo in My Arms at Radio 1. Great record. I like that. It's really grown on me. I thought it was a bit rubbish when I first heard it. Milo going to be in the Live Lounge with Joe Wiley next Monday. Oh, wicked. Do you know, I might go and watch that. Right, Milo. Right, let's do these answers quickly then.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz. Only on Radio 1.
Playing for the boys is Joe. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Chris.
You all right?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good. How well do you think you've done?
So-so.
Right. So-so?
Yeah, not... Okay, possibly. Right. We'll wait and see.
Brilliant. Good luck. You're playing against Gemma, who's representing the girls. Morning, Gemma.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm fine, thanks.
Out of five, how many do you reckon you've got?
I've probably not done as well as I do on normal weeks. I've probably got about three.
All right. Let's find out. Here's Rachel.
Hello.
Hi.
Right. Question number one. What is a rhododendron? A bush, a flower, or a tree? Chris.
I put a bush, but I believe, technically, surely, isn't it a shrub?
Dom?
I've gone for the bush.
Carrie?
Bush.
Dave?
Flower.
Joe?
I've gone for bush.
Gemma?
Bush.
The correct answer was a bush.
Yay!
Now, hang on.
I think there is a difference between a shrub and a bush.
It's a flowering bush, though, so therefore there must be a rhododendron flower.
No, shut up.
Three choices.
Gemma, did you get that right, Gemma?
No, you don't, Dave.
I did,
no.
Well done, all right, well
you
done.
Did not get
well done, Joe.
Thank you.
Right. Question number two. What is the national language of Canada? Joe.
English.
Gemma.
French.
Dom.
I put French or English.
You have to say either one.
I'm going to go for English.
French.
Harry.
English.
Dave.
English.
Chris.
I put French.
The correct answer is English.
Yay!
Question number three.
Hang on, Joe got that right.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. Chema and I get it wrong.
Question number three. Which Quentin Tarantino movie has all the clocks stopped at 4:20? Chris?
Well, I just had a massive guess at Kill Bill.
Dom?
It would make sense, and I'm sure it's not right, if it was From Dusk Till Dawn.
Carrie?
I put Kill Bill, but see what Dave's put.
Dave?
I wasn't sure, so...
Go on.
I guessed at JFK.
Directed by Oliver Stone. Well done, Dave.
JFK.
Brilliant.
That Tarantino movie.
Bless you.
That's what I put Mary Poppins.
Well, that's an intelligent guess.
Joe?
Good God.
I put Reservoir Dogs.
Gemma?
I've not seen.
I put Reservoir Dogs as well.
You're all wrong.
See, I don't think... I know it's not Reservoir Dogs, and I'm pretty sure it's not Kill Bill.
The correct answer was Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that's the obvious one.
I heard that first of all and then crossed it out.
Well, I never knew that.
Okay, question number four. Which country was home to 5.1 million of Britain's population at the start of the millennium? Joe?
England.
Gemma?
I went a bit stupid with this one. I went with my friend and she said Australia.
Tom?
I put Northern Ireland.
Carrie?
Northern Ireland.
Dave?
England.
Chris?
Wales.
The correct answer was Scotland.
Oh! Damn you, Scots!
And the final answer, in telephone phonetics, what word is represented by the following numbers? 83537463. Joe?
Telephone.
Gemma?
Telephone.
Dom?
Telephone.
Carrie?
Telephone.
Dave?
Telephone.
Chris?
Cuckoo. No, I put telephone. I didn't put telephone.
The correct answer is telephone.
Three.
Maybe you got that right on the text as
Hang
well.
Hang on a second. So, I did really well. Okay, cool.
Okay, anybody get 5 out of 5?
No.
No.
4.
No.
3.
Yes.
Joe did. Joe wins for the ball.
Well done, Joe.
Well done. Well done, Joe, man.
Thanks, Chris.
2.5 for me.
No, you didn't get
2.5. You got two. Me and Gemma.
I got 2.
Yeah, you thought you got 3. You thought you'd done bad and got 3. You got 2. Yeah, which part of the UK is Australia, is the answer.
I went on my friend for that one, so that's not my fault.
Well, your friends are thick, oh. Have a nice day, Gemma.
Thank you.
And
bye.
You, Joe.
Thanks, Chris.
Well done, pal.
Thank you.
One for the boys.
Yeah.
Bye, have a good one. See you later.
See you later.
Bye. So who got the most? In the studio?
I got 3.
3.
Did you?
Mm.
Yeah, well, you cheated.
I didn't cheat. Dom cheated.
Don't
you
cheat.
You know the rules. Did, anybody who gets more than me is a cheat. Just the way it works.
And Carrie was looking at mine.
Why would I look at yours, Dave? You were rubbish.
JFK.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino. JFK. Oliver Stone sitting listening to the show on the internet now at his big house in America. Damn you, Comedy Day! Anyway, have you even seen the movie JFK?
Saw a bit of it, I got bored. It's really long, isn't it? It's like 4 hours or 5 hours.
It's not 5 hours, is it?
Hey, how about this for a segue of hot hits? Britney Spears and the Kaiser Chiefs coming up next. Here's the news with Dom, it's 8:33.
8:37 now.
Morning, all. Many text messages coming in, Dave. Very surprised at how thick you are. I mean, genuinely.
Mm.
Hang on a second. Since when did Dave become thick? So just how many people does he think actually live in England? 5 million.
In hindsight.
How many people live in London?
10 million.
Right.
I think, ish.
Right.
Or 6 million.
Right.
No, in retrospect, I...
It was ridiculous.
I hadn't really thought about the figures.
Many people, though... texting in saying Canada has 2 official languages. Since 1987, it's French and English.
That's what I put, you see. I thought that was true.
Frenchless.
Frenchless.
So I think we deserve 2 points for that.
Yeah.
One, because we got it right, and 2, because the embarrassment caused. We're seeking a point in damages.
That would take me up to 3, then, wouldn't it?
That takes me to 4 out of 5 and the winner.
Oh, yeah, in that case, let's just make it half a point.
Right.
Actually, still makes you the winner anyway.
Yeah, 3-9.
Anyway, there you go. And someone said, why are you always nice to pub quiz contestants but nasty to car park catchphrase contestants? I don't think I am nasty to car park catchphrase contestants. I think I'm all right.
And if you are, they deserve it.
Mm.
Well, yeah. I'm never nasty. Come on.
If it takes somebody a good 10 minutes to get the catchphrase, too many cooks spoil the broth, and they deserve everything they get.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I never knew that in Pulp Fiction all the clocks are at 4:20.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
But that's very unfair because they go to visit. Hang on a sec. Yeah, well, they when the gun goes off in the car and they go to Quentin Tarantino's house and his wife is out at the hospital working. Mm. She's on the night shift and she gets back. Off the top of my head, doesn't she get back at 11? But she gets back in the morning or 7 or whatever. But then there's obviously no clock. But they obviously talk about different time because then they go and see Mr. Wallace in the morning. Should I just shut up now? Mm. I haven't watched that movie for ages. I might watch that when I go home today. Bit of Pulp Fiction action going on. You look confused, Dominic.
I put from dusk till dawn because I was confident. In the winter months, 4:20 would be dusk and dawn.
Not actually directed by Quentin Tarantino, though, Dominic.
Yes, he was.
But he's never, in it, but then, he didn't direct it.
Didn't he?
Didn't,
the question Mm-mm. wasn't a direction question. The question was which Quentin Tarantino film.
Yeah.
Which is why I said, is it a trick question? It could have been Killing Zoe, which I believe he produced. And I have on video. So there you go.
You still got Bush wrong.
What?
You got Bush wrong.
I think that's Flower.
I have it on video next to Stop or My Mum Will Shoot, starring Sylvester Stallone and the woman at the Golden Girls. And Suburban Commando. Mm. I've got the greatest video collection in the world. Seriously, there is no rhyme or reason to the videos that I have. I have Evil Dead 2 next to Zig and Zag's video, which I don't know if you even get in this country. Brilliant. You should all come round and we'll have like a video pyjama party if anybody fancies that.
I'm all right,
Tom. You're all right.
I'm fine.
A bit busy next couple of weeks.
Right, fine stuff for you then as well. Right, here's two great songs back to back. Britney Spears and the Kaiser Chiefs. What a thought.
It's just after 8:30 on the Chris Moyle Show.
It's 8:40.
Dom and Carrie do the news. That's everything you need to know. Chris and Dave are funny. We do the show for you. And now we'll play some music because Chris Moyles needs the loo.
Big secret. The outrage.
Hey, is it Pudsey or somewhere?
No, I'm not saying. Right. 8:48 is the Kaiser Chiefs, who I was massively impressed with, but that lead singer just doesn't give it enough welly, does
no.
he?
No.
I honestly thought he was going to bang his head on the lights above the stage. He'd be pogoed around the stage, and he did this thing where, because his microphone's on a wire, and he's pogoing everywhere. Occasionally, he'd catch the microphone stand with the wire of the microphone lead. And at one point, he's kind of singing away, and he just literally, with one movement, one flick of his foot, flicked the microphone stand back to its upright position again. I was very impressed.
Very cool.
Because if that was me, I'd have gone flick, and he'd just gone from one side, falling over to the other side.
But the best bit was when he jumped off the stage, and then he was on the front barrier of all the crowd, being supported by the security people, right in the midst of the crowd, singing I Predict a Riot, which was superb.
But we're not talking about it.
I'm not talking about it.
We're not going on about it anymore.
God, finished.
It's gone. Leave it. It all over. Dave.
Hello.
It's time to get the coats out with our initials on.
That's right, because once again, it is time for Soccer 6.
Soccer 6? I've heard people talk about it, Dave, but can you explain to me exactly what it is?
Well, those that will remember far back to this time last year when the Soccer 6 took place at Reading FC at the Modeski Stadium, and several teams were entered, including Goldie Looking Shane and Brian McFadden had a team.
We beat Goldie Looking Shane, but to be fair, it's quite easy to beat people who are having a cigarette at half time.
Yes. But the Radio 1 team, this time last year, won the whole Soccer 6. Oh. Under the management team of you and me.
Hello.
100% success record in management, have we?
That's right. I missed the first game because I was late. But that was the only game that the team lost. Once I arrived and I started using my managerial footballing skills, they won every game. And then we beat Brian McFadden in the final.
Who wasn't happy.
Wasn't happy at all, especially when it went to pens, was he?
Mind you, to be fair, I think one of the reasons he wasn't happy was because Harvey was giving him a load of grief. Wasn't he?
But it's now time, right, for Radio 1 to defend their title.
Brilliant. When is it, Dave?
It is Sunday, the 22nd of May. It's a day after the Cup final. It takes place at West Ham's ground, Upton Park in East London.
And who's playing?
Right. Do you not have this information?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
But I thought you were telling us all about it.
No, we were discussing it together. Was the general idea.
I'll do it then, smart ass. You don't bother me. As manager, what's your title, by the way?
I'm director of football.
Is that bigger than the manager?
Yeah, it's sort of.
I don't like that though. Can I be manager and chairman?
Well, we'll discuss the ins and outs. So we're the management team.
As long as I get a coat with my initials on, I don't mind. All right.
Yeah.
Good. Right. So if you fancy coming to see us, we'll give you details about tickets. But some of the celebrities lined up ready to play the Soccer Six include top television man, Mr. Angus Deaton. Do you say Deaton or Dayton?
Deaton.
Right.
Blazing Squad are going to be there.
Wow, you are kidding me.
They were there last year as well.
Wow, did we beat them?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
We beat them on the way to the final. Blazing Squad make another appearance.
Listen to this list of celebrities. It gets better. Iron Maiden. Whoa, that's right. Ask your older brother.
Chris Akabusi's going to be there.
You're kidding me, really?
Chris Akabusi.
The real Chris Akabusi.
Yep.
Liberty X, obviously. It's an event, they'll turn up.
Phoenix Knights are putting in a team.
Yeah, but that's very vague, isn't it? Is that like Paddy and loads of his mates?
Possibly, but there will be a Phoenix Knights squad.
Paddy McGuinness and a load of his load of his drinking buddies.
Most likely.
Razorlight are playing. Goldie Looking Chain apparently have got a team again as well. As far as the Radio 1 team goes, this, by the way, for those of you who don't know what the hell we're talking about, it's like six-a-side football for charity, and it's for a few charitable organisations.
It's a top day out, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and Ant and Dec used to play. I don't know if they're going to play. We should try and talk them into it, because they're... Well, no, we shouldn't, because they're very good. I know Robbie Williams and Rod Stewart, and it can turn into a very, very surreal day of celebrity football. So far... Now, that's obviously the Radio 1 team has to be made up of Radio 1 people. You're allowed one ex-player as your ringer, but the rest are all, obviously, you have to be part of the Radio 1 team. So, Dave and I have gone around the lineup, and we have chosen the following people. Number one, in opposite order, number one, Spoonie, because he's good. And after that Tsunami Liverpool game, where he nutmegged Ian Rush, he's definitely on the list.
He's down on our list. Also on our list is JK from JK and Joel. We thought we'd prefer him to Joel just because we felt that he was perhaps more agile on the pitch.
Yeah, Joel's
fat. He's in our squad.
Radio 1 legend Mr. Colin Murray will also be in the team. He's already come up to Dave and myself and apologised for throwing a wobbler last year and said he won't take it as seriously.
The Craig Bellamy of Radio 1.
He almost got knocked out after he came off and started screaming at me. All right, Colin, relax. It's for charity. Who else?
Chappers is down there.
That's right.
He will be there.
Host of the soon-to-be-broadcast Justin and Dan from the Darkness show.
Mm-hmm.
It will be Justin and Dan, obviously the Radio 1 DJs. That's Justin Hawkins and his brother Dan. You've obviously heard them lots on Radio 1. They'll be in our team too.
Also, soon to present a new fitness programme on Radio 1, ex-Brookside star and recent star of the Games, Philip Olivier, will be
winner
there.
Of the Games, champion of the
Games. Champion of the Games. He is soon to be a big star on Radio 1 and as such is able to be included in our Radio 1 squad.
And direct from Celebrity Boxing and also the Lee Sharp show. Mm-hmm. I won't tell you when it's on. You have to hunt and find it. Lee Sharp is going to be there. He's obviously a DJ, so I don't think he counts as our ringer. That's right. So we're going to have as our ringer Frank Lampard, who will retire the day before and then the day after go back into football.
But anyway, it all takes place Sunday the 22nd of May.
Frank Lampard, by the way.
Sunday the 22nd of May at Upton Park. The doors open at 10:30 in the morning. Kick-off is at 12 noon. Tickets cost £15. And everything that you need to know about this year's Soccer 6 is on the Radio 1 website. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Thank you, Dave. That's very nicely done.
Ta.
Please come get your tickets. Come and see us all in action. Hopefully we'll regain our winning trophy thing.
Over the sea and far away.
Reclaim?
That's the word, yeah. We'll regain and reclaim. Ah, Touchdown Tips and Other Side of the World.
Retain the title.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I know.
The word, not regain or reclaim.
No, listen, I like to lead where others follow. I'm making up my own words. Regain the title.
Retain.
You're all right, that would have been better.
Okay.
Right, Tedious Thing then, Dave. How do you get to today's Tedious Thing from yesterday's Tedious Thing of the Beach? No Doubt and Don't Speak.
Yesterday's Tedious Link, choice of No Doubt and Don't Speak, as we just said, was Live Standing on the Beach. The Beach was the title of a movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio, the soundtrack to which featured the All Saints track Pure Shores. If you move the R from the word shores, you're left with shoes, which are very muddy after this weekend. Weekend was a top 12 hit in 2003 for Scooter. Scooter are from Germany, as are Jürgen Klinsmann and Boris Becker. Boris Becker was once apparently caught with his pants down in the aptly named London restaurant Nobu. If you reverse the letter sequence of Nobu and replace a B for a D, you get udon, which I think are a type of noodle. Noodle rhymes with poodle, which is a short and curly French dog. The plural of dog is dogs, which should be kept on a lead in public. Public is the opposite of private. Private Parts was a film about and starring the American DJ Howard Stern. Stern John plays his football for Coventry City. Coventry City are one of the many clubs managed by Peter Reid, as are Manchester City, who count amongst their numerous celebrity fans Noel and Liam Gallagher, who along with the rest of Oasis will see tonight in concert in London, which links us by way of a little warm-up to Oasis and She's Electric.
Get in! Are we really?
We are indeed.
I love this song. I haven't heard this for ages. Right, nice and loud. Get your radios pumped up. It's a bit of Oasis. Oh.
Class.
Get in. A bit of Oasis and She's Electric. Seamless link, Dave?
Yes. Absolutely flawless, as the song goes.
No mistakes at all?
Don't think so.
How was the Peter Reid thing worded? That sounded odd to me.
It was worded as such. Coventry City are one of the many clubs managed, as in the past tense, by Peter Reid, as are Manchester City. Sunderland, of course, you could have in there, Leeds United, any one of those. I was only really after Manchester City, thus to get me to the Gallagher's link.
Fair enough, then.
Yeah.
Great record, so you are forgiven, Carl. It's bizarre to think we're standing in our normal basement studio in London now, but 24 hours ago, you and I were stood on the beach of Seaburn in Sunderland. And
it was beautiful. Far nicer than here, wasn't it?
Warmer here, though, to be fair.
Yes.
Right, it's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave will now traditionally say...
Let's get ready to rumble! You're making it hard for me these days.
Well, I'm good looking. Yes, Dominic.
Nothing. It's a joy seeing next to you, Dave, doing your ramble.
Thank you.
I don't usually do it. The reason I'm here, Dave, is to give you a gift.
Right. Ooh. What sort of gift?
It's a gift that...
Oh, hang on.
Can only... what's the word? Sicken me. There we go.
Dominic...
Well done.
I'd just like to paint a picture here. Dominic has just handed me an envelope. Colour blue. Very appropriate.
It's the only one I could find.
If it is what I think it is. And the winner is...
This is so childish.
It has blue dolphins on the front.
What?
£10. £10 sterling. Mm. Oh, and the winner is David Moyes and the Everton squad for the fantastic achievement of finishing fourth when everybody wrote them off as relegation certainties, and they will now be competing in next season's Champions League.
Well done. Hi, Comedy Dave. This is David Moyes from Everton. That tedious link was fantastic.
I know. Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much, Dom.
You're welcome,
I hate
Dave.
To take money off you, but, you know, if you will foolishly say that Liverpool will finish above Everton at the end of the season, and then, disappointingly, they fail to make the top four.
Yeah, all right, I'm milking.
You know.
In fact, so, David Moyes, how did Liverpool play, really, in the Premiership this season?
Crap.
There you go, lovely. Obviously, that was on.
That's harsh.
Best team in the city.
May the 25th, Champions League final, Istanbul. Make sure you're watching.
I hope, right, and I'm going to hold my hands up now, I hope that Liverpool do win the Champions League because it will go some way to making up for their disappointing league campaign.
Thank you, Dave.
Can't say fairer than that, can you?
No, thank you very much.
Why, can you not pronounce his F's or T's? I love that joke.
It's good.
I tell you what, though. I'm neutral in this. I just like causing trouble, you know, between the pair of you. As Everton almost got relegated last season, and they've had a remarkable season this season. You know that, you know, as of next season, it's all back to square one again, and they'll be down there kind of 16th, 15th, if they're lucky.
This is a new dawn for the People's Club.
Overachieved is another way of looking at it.
Quite right. The table doesn't lie.
Fluked it.
How can you fluke 38 games?
You can't. You just can't.
Well done, anyway.
Thank you very much. It's not well done to me. It's well done to the squad, obviously. But I'll take the tenner for them, obviously.
You can share it all out between them.
Yeah.
You buy some toffees.
They don't need it, do they?
27 pence for you. Speaking of football and slightly moving away, saying this to Dominic this morning, right? Wayne Rooney's misses. Is it just me? Am I missing something here? I just don't understand all this bad press that she gets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here are the facts. She's young, okay? She has some ridiculous-looking clothes. Well, I don't understand what the problem is. Bear in mind that these articles are generally written by people in their 40s and 50s, right? Now, granted, the towelie tracksuit she wore, there was no excuse, and there never is an excuse for that at all. But there's a thing in the paper today, because her mum stuck up for her, kind of saying, you know, or someone's... I think she's quite creative with the clothes. And they've gone, oh, creative? So they've done that thing where they've taken four photos of her. Oh, here's clean, looking creative. And another one, and another one, and another one, right? But bar that towelie tracksuit, which is just wrong, she doesn't look that bad. I don't get it at all. I don't understand where this has come from. The only thing I think of is this, is that these old fogies who write for the newspapers don't actually know what a chav is. They don't understand what chav is. And wasn't it only last week, it's something like, this is why you're a chav. There was a photo of her, and it pointed to everything she was wearing, how much they were.
Yeah, but to them, it's some new sort of buzzword or buzz sort of expression.
These papers go red tops, right? And I'm sorry, you red tops, you don't understand what a chav is. Oh, look, this is why she's the chav. She's got a Louis Vuitton handbag at £2,000. No! You've got it so wrong. That's not a chav. If you're a chav, you have a knockoff bag from the market, which looks like it should be a real one, but isn't, and is probably spelt wrong. You know? I'm not saying that there are any Louis Vuitton knockoff bags, and if they are being sold, it's a disgrace and it should be stopped immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We fell into that problem before with another company.
Yeah, we're not encouraging anything.
No way. So, I don't think she is a chav. And bear in mind, right, all these photos of her, she's 18. Do you know what I mean?
When you're 18, you dress
like an 18-year-old. And I'm sorry to all the 18-year-olds listening, when you get older, you look back and you'll realise, when you're 18, you live in an 18-year-old's bubble. When you get to 20, 21, 22, for the rest of your life, you suddenly... Your brain suddenly gets a piece of information that stays with you forever. 18-year-olds can't dress. Right, when you're 20, you suddenly go, oh, my God. And you look at 18-year-olds, only 2 years younger than you, and you go, what are they wearing? What, has that kid actually got a baseball cap on sideways? What is he doing? But you're 18, it's not your fault. I just don't get why they all have a go at it. Granted, the towelie tracksuit has got to go.
I think you'd look good in one of them. Bit of leisure wear going on.
Leisure wear?
Mm-hmm.
Is it in the sun? Which one is it today?
It's probably in all of them, I would imagine.
I just, you know, if they want to see badly dressed people...
Go to an airport.
Come to Radio 1 for an hour or two.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean...
She's on with Colin in the afternoon. She'll normally be in about 10.
I mean,
honestly...
Chris.
What?
Don't be nasty.
What? I'm talking about Richard Murdoch.
Hey, listen. If you're going to start having a go, right, at people for fashion sense, I believe there is only one
person at the top of the list.
Spoonie?
After his display in Sunderland, Spoonie. who he looked...
Was that a joke? That?
No. That's serious. Serious. He looked like a golfer from the 1920s.
He had pictures online.
He was part golfer, part Black Eyed Peas member.
But he had pedal pushers on.
But he does always look quite stylish. Well,
Rachel, never, ever, ever, ever forget the massive rule about Spoonie, okay? He's a man, yet he has a bag.
A man bag.
He had... Now, certain men try and pull off the bags for men thing, and it's a no-no. Men don't have handbags. Spoonie has a handbag.
Right, Rachel, it's exhibit right.
I think that's just living a liberal life.
Listen, there are photos...
People can wear what...
There are photos at Radio 1 online currently. There is one which I'm looking at now, which is number 26 out of 26, at the backstage section. It is the lovely Edith Bowman with her arm around Spoonie.
But that picture says he's confident with the way he looks.
Right, I tell you
what... He also says he's blind.
He doesn't care about what people think, which is good.
Got a sense of humour,
exactly,
give you that.
Exactly, his name is Colleen. She shouldn't care about what people say about her.
Hang on. Don't put Colleen in Spoonie's category. That's just wrong.
Colleen never wears plus fours, to be fair.
But
she's never worn bicycle clips at an event and a muddy concert.
But if she wanted to, it's her choice. So people should back off.
Spoonie has a bag. End of conversation. That's it. Spoonie has a bag. Now, granted, right? Men were put on this earth, Rachel, to scratch their testicles whilst watching the football.
Who says?
It's law. God said.
You find
let there be light. Oh, and by the way, all men should scratch their balls and not have bags. He said it. It's in the Bible. Well, it's not in the Bible.
Spoonie's outfit even makes it onto Radio 1 Online's homepage. Even the people upstairs, right, the online producers think he's amusing.
He's got his own headline. Check out what he was wearing.
Listen, all I say is, when you listen to Spoonie today, no matter what you think of him, no matter how much you love him, no matter how much he talks the way you talk... Oh, my God, right? No matter what he plays, no matter how much you enjoy the show, all men, just be aware. Spoonie has a bag. A handbag. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100.
Mike is texting going, Chris, you are so wrong. It's not toweling, it's velour. Stand corrected, Mike. Mike and that, you too. I was just about to say that. Do you think he sings the release date as well?
6th of June.
Third single from the current album.
Next month, they are playing 9 stadium shows in the UK, Manchester, London, Glasgow, Cardiff as well, hopefully I'm going to go. I really want to go and see him. I want to go with Dominic and just stand and watch him because he loves you two. He's a bit obsessed.
And it was a real shame, actually, because when we went to Dublin, not so very long ago, we went to their studio on the Quayside in Dublin, and they performed songs from the new album, literally 10 foot away from us. It was a very, very special moment. Yeah. And sadly, Dominic couldn't be there because of technical reasons, but we did enjoy the trip. And no, we should go and see him again.
Well, I'd like to. Support on the dates is brilliant. Support from Interpol.
Yep.
Doing Glasgow, The Killers, supporting them in Cardiff, Athlete in Manchester and London, Snow Patrol in Manchester as well. It's not bad, is
all
it?
All good lineups.
So you see them before you see you two. Oh, yes. Give me some tickets. If Alan's got tickets, I'll have his. He won't want to go. There'll be like a ground force on
the bus. Double curry or something.
You know what I mean? Mm. You know, the re-show in the first series of Heartbeat on UK Gold.
It's got
Nick Berry in it. Anyway. 9:23, Jo Wiley's in already, and she's on at 10 o'clock this morning. Hopefully she's had a proper wash. You can ask her if she's had a proper wash. Apparently her jumper smells.
Does it? What, today?
Yeah.
Does it?
So she's saying it's a jumper.
I had a nice bath yesterday after the weekend.
Well, you should really wash every day.
I had showers every day that I was in Sunderland, but I enjoyed a nice bath when I got home.
I did say at the start of the show, Oh, by the way, sorry. Steve Lisbon. Is your Zig and Zag video the Nothing to Do with Toast video? It's great. Yes, it is, actually. And I have the Podge and Rodge one. Sorry, just me and somebody else having a chat in front of 10 million people. Right, so I know I said I wasn't really going to talk about Sunderland too much today because we've been there and done it, but I do want to play you this from the weekend. Little montage at the top. And Dave Grohl talking about the gig. It's quite nice to hear someone like that saying, because he really enjoyed the gig and absolutely genuinely did this. Not ready to talk. Dave Grohl really loved that gig in Sunderland.
And also, it almost didn't happen because of Dave's voice was shot to pieces, but he cancelled everything because he wanted to do it, and the results were great.
This is the Foo Fighters from the weekend. Rubbish!
It wasn't rubbish.
How good is that? And you know the best thing about it is, right, that's the kind of track that your mum and dad will just think is rubbish. They'll just think it's noise. And the reason is because it's not for them, it's for us. We own that song. We own that song. That's ours.
I was watching that with my mum, side of stage.
And does she enjoy it?
She did.
Your mum going, he's good, isn't he?
Isn't he good? Hasn't he got a lovely voice?
And I was just thinking, actually, doesn't his voice holds out well, doesn't it? And just as Dave and I are looking at each other going, his voice holds out well, he is a little moment like that, isn't he? I like that. That's my bit there. I love that bit. Yeah!
But they were brilliant. Passion. They were absolutely brilliant.
They were. So one more time?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Do you remember the time we all went out for our lass's birthday? We went to bingo.
I didn't go. I was coming back from the match.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And I won, right? Mm. And you got to shout house at bingo. Yeah. My voice was going not a million miles away from where it is now. And I'm waiting for 32, right? 2 and 6. 26. All the threes. Oh, 33. 3 and 2. And you go, and I put my hand up and screamed at the top of my voice,
It's always at the worst time.
House! House! And then try to be all butch the bingo. House! Let's hear him again. That's like a little dog barking. Right, coming up, Gorillaz, and another song for the weekend. We won't talk about it, but we'll play it because it's brilliant. It's when Athlete did their version of Wires. It's amazing. So we'll play that in a bit. We'll do Car Park Catchphrase as well. Let's get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:31.
As mentioned earlier, it's Bono's birthday today. Thought you may have phoned up by now, actually. So happy birthday, Bono.
We've got a little message for you.
Oh, have you?
Hello, Dom. It's Bono here. Thanks for the birthday message. Go be there.
Brilliant. He did phone up. I was wrong earlier. Beep, beep, one, no trouble, Dominic Byrne. It's 9:35 now.
We're very excited because we're going to see Oasis tonight.
Wicked! We're here again on Radio 1. Humping out for Chris Moyles in the breakfast posse. Oasis style. Today is going to be the day that's going to go down the shops. By now, you should have bought a ricochet shimmy on top of the box. I don't believe that Neil Gallagher knows how to get fresh. He will do now. Yeah. Cause all the fattest beats we will be finding. And all the tracks we put on wax are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but my English is a little bit not better. Go! Rave me like a super fresh rave monster. Go, go, mad boy.
That'll do. Thank you. I'd love it if they do Wonderwall tonight, I'd love them to sing, "You're Gonna Be the One That Raves Me."
That'd be great.
I think there's not much chance, to be quite honest.
It's rock and roll gold.
Hey, Miles. Yeah, not all chance.
That was Liam Gallagher right there. The Chris Moyles Show. You going tonight? We'll see you there. It's gonna be a good one. National Radio. Great, isn't it?
Very good.
Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. Okay, see ya.
See ya.
Nice. Bye.
Bye.
Mm. Bye.
Bye, mate. Athlete and Wires, it's 9:45.
It's time
for Car Park Catchphrases. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans! Right, let's do it then, shall we?
It's Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1.
On Radio 1, indeed. Hello, morning, Roy.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
That's very good, good. We're all back. Obviously, we didn't do it over the weekend because we're in Sunderland.
I've got a story about that place.
Mm, okay, but I'm sure that's for another time, isn't it?
No.
Right, well, okay, well, let's just leave it there, shall we?
Go anywhere nice last night?
No, I stayed in because I was shattered.
Loser.
From the weekend. So I just had a quiet night. But we're all going out tonight to see Oasis.
Hey!
So, and Allard has a spare ticket if you fancy it.
I'm too busy. I'm a legend.
I got one for you, Roy.
I'm not into woo-woo.
Well, you don't have to have
one. I'm washing my hair tonight.
Oh, okay, fine.
What?
I'm washing my hair tonight.
His hair. He's washing his hair tonight. Okay. You sure you don't fancy a night out with Allard?
I'd rather bite my own arm off.
Okay.
Fine.
Right, fair enough. He was good earlier, Allard, at naming all the Oasis song titles.
You were rubbish.
Go on, you do better. How many can you name?
Why?
Because I'm asking.
How?
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Okay, right, let's get into it this way. Why?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, my name's Matt and I'm from Colchester.
Yay! I have a friend who lives there.
Really, Roy? Who's that?
Carol.
Oh, Carol, I think I know her.
Yes.
Does she drink down the pub?
No.
Oh.
What's her surname?
I think it's Jackson.
No.
Carol Jackson?
Yeah.
She was in EastEnders.
She was Bianca's mum.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
She's Sonia's mum, isn't she?
Mm.
I don't think that's the one. Who are you talking about? Carol who?
Carol.
Brown.
Carol Brown.
Okay.
Carol.
Brown.
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 Right, okay, fine. Right, what do you do, Matt?
I'm an electrician.
Electrician. Do you work for yourself or do you work for someone else?
I'm afraid I work for somebody else.
Who do you work for?
I work for Dunmo Electrical Contractors.
Oh, I love them.
Dumbo?
Dunmo.
Yeah. Stupid. It's not Dumbo. It's not a big elephant with flappy ears. What are you driving?
Hyundai Coupe.
Mmm. Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it. Oh, hey!
It's a horn of plenty.
Hey, it's a horn of plenty indeed. Well, you know what I mean.
If you see it, say it.
If you hear it, say it. Obviously, you can't see it, right? Can you?
Say what you hear.
Okay. All right. Hang on there, then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Richard. I'm from Tamworth.
Hey,
Richard. You're just not even trying here. Richard.
What?
Well, you're not trying here.
I am. I've got chest infection.
So?
I'm trying.
Well, I specifically heard Alan go, no, that's not good enough. You've got to go, hi, I'm Richard, and I'm from Tamworth! And we come to you, and you... Right, okay, you ready? Right, let's do it again.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Richard, and I'm from Tamworth.
I'm from Richard. I'm from Richard, and I'm Tamworth.
Yeah.
That'll do.
I suppose that'll do.
Is this person for real?
They really are. What do you do, Richard?
I'm unemployed at the moment.
Give over. Right, and so...
It's the right answer.
What would you like to do, Richard?
I was a communications technician, so I'll get back into that.
Communications technician?
Posh?
Yeah.
Ooh, did you answer the phone?
No, install a phone.
Right, okay, all right. That's what Alan goes off to do, that to communications technicianing. It's answering the phone, isn't it, basically?
Communicative for you. Operative or something.
Is that right? Yeah. Cleansing operative is something Michelle.
That's it, yeah.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where are you then, Richard, right now? Where exactly?
I'm on my drive, that's my guess.
Beautiful. Which is where?
It's in Tamworth, Bowl.
Oh, I know that. That's a very nice area.
Mm.
I've never actually heard of it. What are you driving?
Mini Cooper.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
Is it a new Mini Cooper or an old Mini?
it's a new one.
The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's obviously got a few bobs. Mm. He's got no job. He's driving around in a new Mini Cooper.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
So you've got a job, Al. You can't afford a car.
Couldn't even think of a bike. A push bike, let alone a car.
I wondered where you were going there at the moment. Whatever you spend your money on is your business. Let's hear your horn then, Richard. Oh! What, Roy?
It's a nice horn.
It is a nice horn. It's a nice horn. Right, are you ready to play then, Richard?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Richard, you sound really depressed, man.
No, I've got a chest infection.
But you keep saying that, but you know. Chest infection, but you know, you'd still be happy about life.
Okay, I'm happy now then.
Yeah, just notice a difference in his voice there. Are you ready, Matt?
No, I certainly am.
Let's go.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, eyes down, look in. Here we go. Isn't it exciting, Matt? It's exciting, isn't it?
I'm ever so excited.
Oh, yeah, Richard, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting, yeah.
Brilliant. The Fish family are out for Sunday lunch with old Grandpa Fish. He's 92, by the way. He's a bit doddery on his feet now, so old Grandpa Fish has got a walking stick, which he's got with him at the table. And, hang on. It looks like old Grandpa Fish. Well, he needs the loo. Yeah, so he's just getting up there, bless him. He's grabbing his stick. Oh, hang on. Mr. Fish is calling him back. Yeah, Grandpa Fish. He's holding the stick the wrong way round. How ridiculous is that? He's got the, you know, the bit where you hold. Oh, hang on. Sorry, I didn't have you faded up, Matt. That was a bit unfair.
It's all right, because I don't know the answer yet anyway.
So he's trying to walk to the toilet, Matt, but he's holding the walking stick wrong. You know the bit where you hold? He's got that on the floor.
And...
Yes,
got
Matt?
Got the wrong end of the stick.
The wrong end of the stick!
You're right!
Yay! Oh, hey! Hey, well done. You must be really excited. You got a point.
Oh, no, great. Now I need another one.
Yeah, are you pleased for him, Richard?
Yeah, pleased for him, but I wish I'd go to the south.
Yeah. Right. It's a point to Matt. Richard, you need to get this one next one right to stay in the game.
Know, yeah. Okay, yeah?
All right, you all fired up, son?
I'm ready. Not come you. On, Richard. Yeah. Come on, Richard.
Got a chest infection.
Go, he's ready, he's ready. Here we go, then.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish discovered a load of molehills on his lawn. The real nuisance. These moles keep digging up the ground and leaving a real mess. Mr. Fish wants rid of them right now. So he's got a broom out, and he's beating the ground. You know, to try and get the moles out, you see. Mrs. Fish, though, she's not happy at all. Mr. Fish, right, is beating her broom right by her prize rose bush. She doesn't obviously want the rose petals to get damaged and all that, because it's a prize rose bush.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, Richard?
No.
Shut up, Matt. Yes, Richard?
I haven't got a clue.
Right, well, just go with the story. Mrs. Fish, she's angry at Mr. Fish, because, well, he's beating the ground, but it's right next to her rose bush. And she doesn't want him to do that. She's saying don't.
Don't beat the ground by the rose bush.
Right.
Shall I help him, Chris?
No, you shush now.
Smart ass.
Don't beat about the bush.
Yay! Who was that, Richard?
That was my wife.
Your wife? How old is she?
She's 28.
28.
Well, 27. She's 28.
Right. She's 27. It doesn't matter.
Really.
You're only married to her. How old? You don't need to know how old she is, do you? As long as you're in the rough area. It's amazing, Richard. You can't find work.
Don't beat the ground by the rose bush.
Well, Richard, that might be a phrase where Richard lives.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
It's a common phrase, that is.
I bet it is. Yeah. So, also, like, sorry, we're not hiring Richard. Right. So it's one apiece. It's all to play for. Who is going to win?
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Bless you.
Sorry.
Mr. and Mrs. Fish have received complaints from their new neighbours. This isn't looking very good. Apparently the Fish family are very noisy. And they've been keeping up the neighbours at night. Their neighbours, they're a French couple. They're called Madame and Monsieur Appearance. And they're flaming mad about the noise. They really are. Apparently... Madame and Monsieur Appearance hate to be kept up.
Good God, was that Matt?
It was.
Yes, Matt?
Keeping up appearances.
You're a winner.
You're right! Oh, yes. It took about three or four times, but you got there. First of all, commiserations, Richard.
Never mind.
I know. You were so close.
Yes, they're just very far away.
Yeah, exactly. What's your plan for the rest of the day, Richard?
Job hunting.
Job hunting. Good luck, man. Seriously, let me find something that suits you.
Okay.
All right, then. Bye-bye. I don't know what that is.
Motivational work, I'm sure.
I think he could be a team leader.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on, let's, man. We've got to get it moving. Do you remember there's no I in team, but there is an I in
Tim.
In pie, as in meat pie. Right, well done there, Matt.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You've got to be pleased. I mean, how do you feel? You're up against a real tough competitor there.
I was feeling the
pressure. Bye-bye. Right, there you go. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Hello, this is Richard from Tamworth. And whenever I'm in the car, I listen to... Whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1. Oh, God, love the choral. I love that song, In the Morning. I love it all the time. You see what I did there? Right, award-winning Zane Lowe is on at 7 o'clock tonight. Congratulations to Zane for his big gold radio awards last night. Sprinty's in for Scott from 4, Colin Nina for Back at 1, and coming up next, her jumper smells, but she's beautiful, Joe Wiley. Have a good day. Sorry, wrong echo button.
No, I prefer the submarine.